Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam, in the name of Hashem, the God of the world. The Rambam opens up with a pasuk in Tehillim, Perkei for your test, Nidvois Pi, the donations of my mouth, which that's the theme of the Sefer, Ritzeinu Hashem, may be pleasing to you Hashem, U'mishpatecha Lamdeni, and your judgments, may you teach me, which Sefer V'Shishi would begin, the sixth Sefer in the Yad HaChazak, in the 14 books of the Mishnah Torah, but who in that is Sefer Hafla, the book of Hafla, which is essentially explicit something through that of speech, which is separating something, which that's a term of to be mafli, is a separation that happens through speech. And Hilchos of Arba, and there are four halachas with this, and these are the four halachas in this Sefer. Hilchos Shvus, the laws of oaths. Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows. Hilchos Naziris, the laws of Naziris, which is a subcategory of Nedarim, that of abstaining from wine and other halachas. And Hilchos Arachim Echaramin, which are laws relating to that of Erech, which is a vow of an individual, which the Torah gives based on gender and age, v'charamin, which is also a certain type of hektish, that, and these are all of hafla, these are all things that are prohibitions, which are separated from the person because of the words that he used. Now, we begin with the first one, Hilchos Shvus, the laws of oaths, which there are 12 perakim in these halachas. The first five chapters discuss the different types of oaths and their categories. The sixth chapter discusses the way of permitting that of the oaths. Perek Zayin and Ches discuss regarding specifically the Shavuos HaBakadon, the oath relating to someone regarding a deposit that he claims that he doesn't have. Perek Tes and Yud is regarding the oath of testimony regarding someone saying that he doesn't know anything to be an aid. Perek Yud Af discusses the Shavuos HaDayanim, the oath that's imposed by the judges. And Perek Yud Beis is regarding in general being careful with these halachas of Shavuos. So Rambam begins, he says, Yesh b'chlol l'chomesh mitzvahs. They are, in these categories, in these halachas, there's five commandments. Achas mitzvahs asay, one is a positive commandment, Baba mitzvahs asay, and four negative prohibitions. B'zeh p'ratan, and their specifics are, Aleph 1, Shalei l'shove b'shmei l'shakar, not to swear in God's name falsely. Beis, number 2, Shalei l'isa shmei l'shove, not to carry his name in vain, meaning not to swear in vain. Gimel, number 3, Shalei l'chve b'kad, not to deny regarding someone having deposited something with you with this oath. Dal number 4, Shalei l'shov al kefiras mamon, not to swear regarding a denial of money. And hey, is l'shov b'shmei be'emes, is to swear in his name truthfully. Ubei mitzvahs eilu parakim eilu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, which we begin perek rishon with the first chapter, which qualifies the different types of oaths that there are. As the Rambam opens up halacha aleph, arba min shvuos hem, there are four types of oaths. Shvuos bitui, known as the oath of utterances. Ushvuah Shav, an oath in vain. Ushvuah Sabakadin, an oath regarding a deposit. And Ushvuah Sa'edus, and the oath regarding if a person is swearing he doesn't know any testimony. And the Rambam is going to explain each one of them in this parak. Rambam opens up with Shvuah Bitui, regarding the oath of utterances, which is something that comes out from a person when he's has emotion, like a pasuk says, Yesh Bitui Kimat Karas Cherev. It essentially means to say what someone is saying. Who should never tell this? What says a pasuk in the Yikra? A nefesh kiseshava, or if a person is going to swear, levate is where the term of bitur levate b'svasayim, to express with his lips, lahara lahetav, to do bad or to do good. V'hi nechalekes l'arba chalakim. This shavuos bitur is divided into four different categories. You have shtayim l'haba. You have two for the future, which is I will eat or I will not eat, which that's to do good or to do bad. U'shtayim l'shava, and there's two for the past, which is I did eat or I didn't eat. For example, he swears regarding something that was shenasa shleinasa, that it was done or was not done. That's the two in the past. And v'adavash asalias, and regarding in what will be shiyasa v'shleyasa, that he will do or he will not do. Now, Ram says aloch beis. He says v'in shvuz bitu neheges el bedvarm she'ev shleil lasaisam. The category of an oath of utterances is only regarding something that it's possible for a person to do. Bein labo, bein l'shava, whether for the future or whether for the past. As we said, those are two different categories, which is learned out from the Pesukim. Now, Ketzel L'Sha'avar, what would it mean for the past tense? Where the person says, Shalchalti, I ate. Ishazrakti, Eben L'Yamois, threw this stone into the sea. Ishadiba Plenim Plenim, or that person spoke with that person. Ishaloyachalti, I didn't eat. Ishalayzork, Eben L'Yamois, I didn't. That's what we're saying, Lahara, Lahaitiv, whether it's for good or for bad, did or didn't, positive, negative. Ishalayzork, Eben L'Yamois, he didn't throw the stone into the sea. Ishaloydiba Plenim Plenim, or that person did not speak with that person, which is for the past tense, which is possible. Now, kislabo, what's for the future? Sha'oichel, I will eat. Oy shaloy oichel, I will not eat. Oy she'ezek, I will throw. Oy shaloy ezek lebiyam, I will not throw a stone into the sea. Harei elish tam l'shabbos. So that's, again, the two for the past tense, which is either positive or negative, and shtam l'abba, and two for the future, which is, in the Torah, it talks about lahara or lahetim in the future tense, but the Gemara learns out also, from the drasha also, that it refers to the past tense too. So those are four different categories, future, past, and each one has lahara lahetim. Now, Rambam says, Alocha Gimel, Nishba Achaz Ma'arba Machalokes Elo. So if someone swore for one of these four different categories of the Shwiz Bitur, which is one out of four types of oaths that we mentioned, the Hechlef, and then does the opposite. Kugoyin Shenishba Shlo Yoichel, he swears, not going to eat. Ba'achal, and he eats. Oisha Yoichel, he says, I will eat. Loyochel, he does not eat. Oisha Chalti, that's for the future tense, the two Lahar Lehetim. Now he talks about the past tense. Oisha Chalti, or I did eat, Loyochel, and he did not eat. Shloichal, he says, I did not eat. Vaachal, he did eat. Harezu shvur shaker. So that is a false oath. He lied. Valzeh, kuyitzu by nemen, regarding this and things similar to this, it says in the Torah, leisishavu b'shmila shaker, do not swear in my name falsely. Now, v'mnishba l'sheker b'meisa, now if he swears falsely deliberately, so like he gets lashes. M'shagi, if he does it by mistake, which as we can explain in the third parak, for example, where he swears he did not eat. Now, he knows he ate. And he knows that this oath is forbidden, but he doesn't know that one is liable for a carbon, as we'll see exactly the parameters of that. But that's called by mistake, and maybe carbon al biyari. Then he brings the unique halacha of depending on the person's monetary status. Al biyari means goes up and down depending on the person's financial status. And like I said in the pasuk, v'nelam imenu, and it was eluded from him, but who yada, and he knows, but ashim megayim, and he was guilty, etc. Then he has to bring this carbon al biyari if he does it by mistake. That is regarding shvuz bitui, which is utterance. And again, one has to make sure to keep his word. If not, it's a shvuah shek. That is the first of the four types. Now, halacha dal, the Rambam continues now with the next category of shvuah shav, the next type of oath, which is an oath in vain. Which here also, nechlekes l'arba machlekes, it's split into four different categories. And different than the other four categories we spoke before. That was two for the future, two for the past, one positive, one negative. Here it's four different categories. Ha'achas, one is, what is there's four different types of oath in vain. One is Shenish Baldava Yedua, he swears regarding something that's well known, pretty evident. Shein came that it's not like that. Kate said, how so? Kurgan Shenish Bal Ish, Oisha, he swears, I swear this, he's pointing to that a man, and that it's a woman. Vala Ish, Vala Isha, Shuish, he swears that this woman is a man. Val Amit Shal Shai, Shuish Shal Zab, he swears regarding a pillar made of a marble that's made out of gold. Pchen Kriyaz, was anything similar to that where it's evident, it's a patent lie, that's something where it would be considered Shvuah Shav. That's one type. Halacha is the Ram Hashniyah, the second type, is Shenishba W. Dua, if he swears regarding something that's well known, Shein by Savak La'adam Shukain, that no one's in doubt that that is the reality, Kugan Shenishba L'Shamayim Shushamayim, he swears regarding heaven, that it's heaven. Vala Eben Zushi Eben, on this stone, that it's a stone, that it's a rock. Vala Shnaim Shem Shnaim, regarding two, that it's two. V'chikliz, with anything similar to that, what are you swearing? We all know, all human beings, we have our five senses. Does this no doubt regarding an intact person, with someone's normal and sane? And he's swearing to justify what he's saying. What is enough? That is a second type of a category where what are you swearing about? You don't have to swear. We all know that's the reality. Halach above is shleish. The third category is shenish b'levat lasa mitzah, where it's also an oath in vain because you have to keep the mitzvahs. He swears he's going to nullify mitzah ketzah haso. Kugan shenish b'shleish at mitzvahs. He swears he's not going to put on tzitzis. Shleil that he's not going to cloak himself, which is the atifa. Shleil b'shtvil, he's not going to wear tefillin. He's not going to sit in the sukkah on the Yom Tov Sukkot. He's not going to eat matzah on the Seder night. Or he's going to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But anything similar like that, it's an oath of name. Because what are you talking about? You're mush b'boimid. You already have to keep it from Har Sinai. And therefore it's an oath in vain. And Halacha Zayin says, Rami reveals the fourth category of the Shvuas Shav, is Shanish Badav She'in Koyach Balasis. He swears regarding something that he has no ability to do. Kitzahaso, for example, Kogani swears, Shanishba Shli, Yishan Shleshayam, Laila Biyam Ritzub. He swears he's not going to sleep for three consecutive days for night and day, throughout the entire 3 days. Oy Shleitim Klum Shibiyam Ritzub. He swears he's not going to taste anything for the next 7 consecutive days. Bechin Kitzahaso, anything similar like that where he cannot have that ability to do that, that is considered as a Shvuah Shav. Says the Ram, Kalanishba Shvuah Shav, Ma'abba Shvuah Shav, whoever swears a vain oath from one of these four different types, even let's say he violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk in Shemayis, "Leisisa Hashem lekech al hashav." This is Naseres Adibris. A person should not carry God's name in vain. where it's what are you swearing? You're using God's name for an oath. That's something important for one of these things, which are obviously in vain. Therefore, he violates a negative prohibition. Now, if he did it deliberately, like it slashes. If he did it by mistake, pater miklum, he's actually exempt from even a carbon, because there is no carbon by a shvur shav, whether one does it by mistake or deliberately. So when he does deliberately, he gets lashes. But by shaking, there is no carbon. Halach Chazer Rambam continues with the third type of oath, shmuas hapikad ketzad. What's the oath of regarding a deposit? Says Rambam, kol mishiyesh moment chaver b'yad. If someone has someone else's money by him, b'mekadim, whether because he was deposited by him to watch it for him, b'milva, whether because it was a loan, or he stole it, or he was holding on to monies that he owes his employee that he wasn't paying him, or his worker, or he found someone else's lost object and he didn't return it. Is there anything similar to that? The main idea is that he has someone else's monies by him. And the other person, the claimant, is claiming the money that guy had from his, the chafer by, and the person is denying it. So he's violating negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, and don't deny. Zuas harlik fir is mammon. This is a warning regarding denying someone else's monies that you have by you. But ain't looking on the lam zeb. But one does not get lashes for this negative prohibition. Now, the nishbalei al sheker amam shakov. And this is what the Rambam had mentioned in the introduction that we had said. The Rambam talked about if the wording was unique that he said shalelich for bipikaton, and then he says by mitzvah dal shalelich shavak fir is mammon, where one of them is just denying it. And that's the Rambam says that v'nishba yashek amam shakav, but if he swears falsely regarding the monies that he's denying, he's oiv b'lav achar, then he violates a different negative prohibition. This is what it says, v'loisa shakru ishba amisai, don't lie a person with his friend, which it says near that, v'loisa shavah b'shmila shakar, zuhas harla nishba al kifir is mamam, this is a prohibition regarding someone who swears regarding a denial of monies. That oath is what's called regarding the oath of the deposit. So therefore, there's two elements. One is just denying it, and that is a negative prohibition. Then there's the oath that one takes. It's a different law, known as Shavuos HaPikad. Now, Halacha Torah says, Rama, Mahu Chayav HaShavuos HaPikadon Shashikarba. What's the liability regarding the oath of the deposit that he lied regarding? So the liability is, Meshames HaKen Shekavon Bay. First, obviously, he has to pay the principal that he's denying. With an additional fifth as a penalty for this false oath. And he also brings a definite asham, which it's not a, like some other ashamis, which are like an asham tali, which is regarding when you don't know if you sinned. This is a definite asham. And this is bin shayi mezi bin shayi shaygig. Although generally karbanos are usually only when it's shaygig, this asham is whether he did it liberally or he did it by mistake. Kishanem, it says in the pasuk, v'chichesh ba'misay, it denies regarding his friend, b'pikon, regarding a deposit, oibes, asum es yod, or regarding, if, let's say, someone had given him money as part of a business for a loan, oibes, gazel, v'gaymo, or regarding theft, etc. And it says, v'hoye kiyachata, that it's going to be that if he sinned, v'ashim is going to be guilty, v'lo'inem, it doesn't say like it says other places, and it was eluded from him, which generally connotes that of by mistake. To make that you're liable even when you do it deliberately, just as one is liable for a carbon when he does it by mistake. Allah Yud says the Rambam, this all talking about, she yazid bapikadin, that he was deliberate either in the deposit, and this is what we're talking about regarding the liability that we said in the previous halacha. He was deliberate regarding the deposit, or regarding the money that he owed that person, the yod by b'shashvu, meaning he knew about it at the time that he took the oath. But let's say he forgot. He was mistaken. And he forgot that actually that he has that guy's money. Because of Manishba. So he denied it and he swore to that effect. And then afterwards he realized, so that's considered compelled. And therefore he's actually exempt from anything, even from the additional fifth and from the carbon. Obviously he has to give back the principal, but he's exempt from all the other ones. So, let's say he didn't know that it's forbidden to swear falsely regarding the denial of money. Or is the honest apart that's considered an oinus, and therefore he's going to be exempt. So the Rambam next halach says, if that's the case, we had categorized, we said that there's liabilities regarding when you by mistake buy a shavuos habagadon. What's considered by mistake? You're saying if he made a mistake and he doesn't know it's forbidden, if he didn't realize he had the money, well, then he's potter. So then what is the shagaga that we say in the jigim michayiv, this carbon ashim? When is that going to be? Says the Rambam, what eluded him was, he only didn't know if you're going to be liable to carbon or not. That he didn't know. Now, but he knew that this is forbidden. And he knew that he had that guy's money. That's his error. And that's where we're saying that there's going to be a liability of a carbon. And there's done if you do it deliberately. What does it mean deliberately? I mean, he knew there's going to be chayav of carbon. So that's what we're saying. The Shagaga or Zadon was in the category of knowing that you're carbon, but regarding everything else, that he did know. Because if he didn't know that, that actually would be considered oinus, and he actually would be exempt. Halachid Beis, the Rambam continues with the fourth category of type of oath that we discussed, that of Shvur Sa'edus. Says the Rambam, Shvur Sa'edus, this oath regarding testimony, Kate said, what is this? It's Sa'edim Shayadu Edus Mamet, regarding witnesses that they knew a testimony regarding monies. They knew they were able to testify something regarding a claimant. So the claimant came to the witnesses and said, do me a favor, testify for me. They denied that they have testimony and they didn't testify. They even swore to the fact that we don't have anything to say. We don't know anything. This is called in the Torah the oath of the testimony. And if someone violated this and he swore falsely regarding this, he's liable to carbon oil b'yared, again, depending on how much money he has, what type of carbon he has to bring. And this is Ben Shoyim, is even here also, whether he was deliberately Ben Shoyim Shoyim, whether he did it by mistake. Krishna says in the Pasuk, the nefesh kisachta, if the person is going to sin, v'shama kol ol, and he hears the voice of an oath, v'hu aid, and he's a witness. But a hero also doesn't say v'nelem, that it was deluded. L'chayv al-azot k'shkaka, to say that you're liable deliberately, just as when you do it by mistake. Says Ram Khalochi Yidgimla case that Shigash was a this what's considered an error, this oath of testimony. For example, Shanel Minashakyamala carbon. What alluded him was that if you have a carbon for swearing falsely. But the Yadish Shivuzu Asur Vashishaka, he knew that this oath is forbidden and that it's a lie. Or is it dino? What's considered deliberately? Again, Shiyodash Shakimala carbon, that he knew that one's gonna be chayav a carbon. Because Avam Lyodash Yasur, but if let's say he didn't know that it's forbidden, oh Yishako Aidus, let's say the witness forgot. Vinishbu, they swore, they said, we don't know anything. Wow, we really did know. You don't remember what happened on that day and we were there and they had swore falsely. Then again, like the Rambam said in the previous oath of the Pekadon, Hare'ilah Nusna would be considered compelled and oinus, over two and a half from the carbon, oinus rachman the patria, they would be exempt even from a carbon, and therefore that is specifically the Shagaga, as in the previous Allah has to be uniquely in that of does he know that it is a liability of a carbon or not? And regarding that, they were saying that he's going to be chayiv if he was shagaga or zodin, that he's going to be chayiv on the carbon, because again, the pasuk doesn't differentiate the nelam both in this shavuos habakadon and in that of the shavuos ha'edus.